Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 116.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Kimberly Neptune, Legislative Assistant for Representative Moffitt. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Neptune.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the freedoms we enjoy each day. We are grateful to live in a country where we are allowed discourse, the liberty of choice, and to move freely about. Thank you for the blessings we enjoy in choosing our religion, the ability to speak out, and the right to vote for those who represent us. We ask for protection of those overseas attempting to save lives in Afghanistan. Aid them with efficiency as they move our citizens and allies out of danger and protect the people of Afghanistan. Deliver them from the forces of evil that seek to destroy freedom. Lord God, we respect your sovereignty and pray you would guide our steps as we seek to serve others and pray for those who represent the people. Give them courage to stand when they may stand alone. Renew their desire to serve and make a difference and grant them wisdom in their choices. Bless the great state of North Carolina and its people as it continues to grow. Let us keep the richness of our history tempered with the hospitality and values we are known for while we continually evolve and move forward. Thank you most of all for your love and help us to show it to one another as you have commanded. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Warren is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for August 25th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves that the journal for August 25th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolled clerk reports the following bill duly ratified and properly enrolled. Presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 636, an act to protect the privacy of charitable donors. Senate Bill 654, an act to provide relief for public school response to the coronavirus disease 2019 pandemic.
Chapter bills will be noted. Special message from the Senate. Senate Bill 654. Clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information the Senate adopted the report, conferees of Senate Bill 654. Conference Committee substitute a bill to be entitled an act to provide relief for public schools in response to the coronavirus disease 2019 COVID-19 pandemic. When the appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and rolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted.
House Bill 351, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, 7th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to direct the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services to establish a visitation protocol for nursing homes, combination homes, and adult care homes, including family care homes, during declared disaster emergencies, requiring these facilities to adhere to the established visitation protocols during declared disaster and emergencies when normal visitation policies are suspended or curtailed, for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute Number 2.
Place on the calendar for August 31st, 2021.
House Bill 536, Senate Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish the duty of law enforcement officers to intervene and to report excessive use of force, to require the use of national decertification antics maintained in the International Association of Directors of Law Enforcement Standards and Training and Certification process for certified personnel and to require reporting related for Gigolo materials for concurrence in the Senate Committee substitute.
Placed on the calendar for August 31st, 2021.
Senate Joint Resolution 730, first edition, a joint resolution confirming Catherine M. R. Boskin as Commissioner of Banks.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 733, Committee Substitute, third edition, a bill to be entitled an act to appoint persons to various public offices upon recommendation of the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Notices and announcements. There will be a no formal session on Monday. Representative Warren is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, August 30th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do not now adjourn to reconvene Monday, August 30th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.